our pastor,
sister
pastor, the elders, the ministers, the deacons, my lovely wife, and all the saints in the household of faith. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for another Sunday. Another Sunday closer to his coming. Amen.
Amen.
I have several things I want to share with you. Let me share this one first, because I was so impressed and so inspired on Friday night.
Amen.
How God used Brother Miko. Used him mightily, I like that. And to God be the glory.
Amen.
And my goodness, folks are listening to me. My goodness. To God be the glory. This poem that Minister Sister Paulette came up with, the carrot, the egg, and the coffee. I just wanted to read a little bit of this because it had to do a lot with the message that God put on my heart. And God quickened this message on Friday night in prayer right here in the sanctuary. My wife and I have been through a stressful week. And I'm going to share this with you because we're family.
Yes,
I said we're family.
Yes,
Minister Lee says we're a team.
Yes.
And we are. Keep us in your prayers because my grandson Jordan, which you all know, he's getting some help mentally. He's in Four Winds. And he's there to get help. Amen?
Amen.
I don't have anything to hide and I'm not ashamed. And my wife had told me, don't be let down, don't be discouraged, because you've done all that you know to do in Christ. Amen? And God spoke to me this week, and God showed me, he said, Jordan belongs to me. He said, you just keep your eyes on me. You just continue to be faithful to me. Of the Lord, but they belong to the Lord. Amen? You and I, we don't really own anything. Everything belongs to God. Think about it. We brought nothing into this world. Job said, naked came I out of my mother's womb. And naked shall I return. Amen. I guess I'm going to get this back.
You know, we got to help you out with your age. He came out of the womb.
None.
Come on.
All right now.
He can joke all he wants. I baptized him in Jesus' name.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. I love Elder Camp.
Amen.
I love this ministry.
Yes.
God has, now listen to this. God has called all of us here for a specific reason.
Yes.
And for a specific purpose. And I've said it before, it's no mistake that you're here. We're here by what? Divine design. That's the truth. We're here by divine design in these last and evil days. What was told to Esther? Who knows except the Lord has called you for such a time as this. And you know we're living in the last and evil days. Things are going to get worse. You know things are wicked when our president, president of these United States, has said that he accepts and doesn't see anything wrong with homosexuality and marriages. Come on, talk to me, somebody.
Amen?
Now, you know we live in the last evil days. National television, he says that there's nothing wrong with it. We know what the Word of God says.
Come on.
We know what the Word says.
Come on.
I don't care who you are, the high official, whatever your title might be. There's only one word, and the word's not going to change. And I've talked this over with some of the ministers. How can a man call himself a man of God or a woman of God call themselves marrying these two? The only thing God recognized that union as is an abomination. And not to pick on them, sin is sin, amen? We're in the last of evil days. But I want to read this. I just want to read a little bit about this. The carrot, the egg, and the coffin. A young woman went to her mother and told her about her life and how things were so hard for her. She did not know how she was going to make it and wanted to give up. She wanted to give up. She was tired, now listen to this. She was tired of fighting and struggling. Fighting and struggling. Fighting and struggling. It seemed as though when one problem was solved, a new one arose. She was tired of fighting and struggling. Sound familiar?
Yeah.
In this walk of God, you and I have to fight.
Yeah.
You and I have to struggle.
Yeah.
But don't quit.
All right.
Amen?
Amen.
I saw the movie. My wife and I saw the movie, Red Tails. And then I saw it with my grandson. I had to see it the second time. It was so good.
Mm-hmm.
I cried through the movie. It was about the Tuskegee Airmen that flew in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
You know about them?
Yes, sir.
Their motto was to the last plane, to the last pilot, to the last bullet, we must fight. We must fight.
Yeah.
We must fight.
Yeah.
And I grabbed a hold of that saying. I said, my goodness, that sounds good. To the last Bible, to the last Christian, to the last scripture, we must fight. We must fight. Hallelujah. We must fight. Paul said, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold to eternal life.
Come on now.
As long as you and I have a mind to be saved, we must fight.
Right.
We can't give up. The Bible says, be not weary in well doing, for in due season ye shall reap if you
hold on.
Can I show it again?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Bulldog. He is the mascot of the Marine Corps, symbolic of being tough, courageous, never backing down to a fight.
Yeah.
Right.
Hallelujah. And these teeth right here, you see these two teeth right here in the front? They're for ripping and tearing. Ha! The pit bull is a spinoff of the bulldog, a crossbreed. And when a pit bull latches onto you, it clamps on for good.
Exactly.
You and I must latch hold of eternal life
and
hold on to it with a death grip. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. This must be the Spirit of God because the last song we just heard was My Mind is Made Up. People have been talking about a made up mind, a made up mind, a made up mind. And like I said, God quickened this message to me on Friday night when we came to church. And then we heard the three testimonies, powerful testimonies. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So without any further ado, I want you to turn with me to the 12th chapter of Romans. Hold, if you please, Philippians, the second chapter. Turn with me to the 12th chapter of Romans. And out of reverence, can we stand for the reading of the word? Made of mind. Romans 12 chapter, verses 1 and 2. If you happen to say amen.
Amen.
Those that are able to stand, please stand. If you can't stand, then you can't stand. Thank you, Jesus. But stand for Jesus. Let us read. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that he might prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Let us pray. Now, Heavenly Father, as we come to you this afternoon, we thank you for salvation. We thank you for a made up mind, Lord. We thank you for apostolic faith. We thank you for the right way, the true way, the holy way. We thank you for this precious ministry, Lord. Some have tried to tear it down. Some have mocked it and made fun of it. Some have come in and have left it. But Lord, we're still standing. Standing on your promise. Standing on the hope of you, Lord, making us to be what you would have us to be. Now, Lord God, speak to our hearts this afternoon. Let some soul cry out, what must I do to be saved? We won't fail to give thy holy name the honor, the praise, and the glory. Let us say, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I'm not going to hold you long. I just want to take for a thought, a little thought. A made up mind to live for King Jesus. A made up mind to live for King Jesus.
Come on.
Think about the mind. Think about the mind. Whatever you give your mind over to, that's what you're going to be. Amen?
Amen.
Think about people in the world, what they give themselves and give their minds over to. Think about what people are feeding their minds. If you feed your mind junk, then what's going to happen?
Junk.
Somebody said you lay down with dogs, you'll rise up with fleas. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And if you feed this mind garbage, garbage is going to be on your mind.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Paul the apostle here says, I beseech you therefore, brother, by the mercies of God, it's only by God's mercy, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Holy, God is holy. And one of the things we have gotten away from is how holy God is. Amen?
Amen.
God is holy. He gives us his holy word. He gives us his Holy Spirit.
Yes.
He expects us to live a holy life.
Amen.
God is holy. Amen. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Now with that in mind, turn to Philippians, the second chapter. A made up mind to live for King Jesus. Hallelujah. Everybody got a made up mind this afternoon?
Amen.
Everybody got a made up mind this afternoon?
Amen.
Everybody got a made up mind this afternoon?
Amen.
There were some weak amens. Everybody got a made up mind to live for God this afternoon?
Amen.
There you go. You're not convincing me one bit. You're not convincing Satan one bit. Amen. You got to convince yourself.
Yes, right.
One of the most important things you and I must be mindful of is that we must live this life behind closed doors. Come on, say amen, somebody.
Amen.
That's when you know if you're really saved or not. When you're not around the pastor, when you're not around the ministers, when you're not around the deacons, when you're not around the saints of God. When we go outside those glass doors, that's where this life counts the most. A made up mind to live for King Jesus. Hallelujah. When I'm in the mall, when I'm in school, when I'm on my job, when I'm around those unsaved folks, do I have a made up mind to live for them?
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. When they make the dirty jokes, when you see the dirty magazines on your job, when you're in school and there's peer pressure, do I have a made up mind to live for King Jesus then? When I'm in my neighborhood, in my community, and folks, and we got people living right next door to us who will act up.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I'll be rebuking them spirits all the time.
Amen.
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 The two families that moved in next door to us, they found out I was a minister, and they said, can you pray for our house that God, and my wife will tell you, the first thing I told them is that, well, there's no need for me to pray for that house. God wants to bless this house.
Right.
This house God wants to bless. I mean, because if this house isn't right, the house I pray for ain't going to be nothing.
Right.
The blessings of God won't be there, amen?
Right.
So I told them that, and they backed up, and they looked at me like I was crazy. But I told them the truth. I told them to try to pray. I'm praying for them.
Right.
But I said, praying for your house doesn't mean a thing if you're not living for God. If you're not committed to serving God. If your life is not hid in Christ, praying for your house won't make a bit of difference. Amen?
Amen.
Because I was just praying for your house, and then you're going to bring all the demons and devils in there. Amen? It's not going to make a bit of difference. So when you're walking in spiritual darkness, you'll think this way. People want the blessings of God, but they don't want to give their
life to God.
They don't want to give their
life.
They don't want to give their
life
to God. Amen? And God wants our lives. He wants us to surrender our lives, our minds, our very being. Amen?
Yes.
That's what God wants. In these last and evil days which we are living in, and we're coming down the stretch, all you got to do is look around, and it is wicked out there. Amen?
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost inside of me is, because with inside of all of us, there's no good.
Come on.
We're no good. You take Jesus out of our lives, we go right back to that spiritual pit he delivered us from. Amen?
Amen.
But Christ in our life, the hope of glory.
Yeah. Come on.
Hallelujah. You take Jesus out of my life, and I'm a mess. I'm a mess. Thought I was cooler than ice cream when I was out there in the world. Couldn't tell me nothing. Running and ripping and doing all kind of foolish stuff. On my way to a burning lake of fire. But Jesus. I said, but Jesus. Step right ahead. A made up mind to live for King Jesus. Philippians 2nd chapter. Verse number five, we want to start there. Let me read a few scriptures here concerning our Lord and Savior. Paul the Apostle writing to the Christians in Philippi. Let this mind be in you. Talking about the mind this afternoon, amen?
Amen.
Which was also in who?
Christ Jesus.
Christ Jesus. You see it on the screen. Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Verse number 8. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and have given him a name which is above
every name.
Hallelujah. That at the name of Jesus. Come on, that at the name of Jesus. That at the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow.
Things in earth
and things under the earth. Look at verse number 11. Thank you, Jesus. And that every tongue should confess. Every tongue's not confessing now. Amen? That Jesus Christ is Lord.
Is Lord.
To the glory of God the Father. Every tongue's not confessing now, and every knee's not bowing now. But there's going to come a day.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And I look forward to that day.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost inside me is grieved with ungodly living and sin and wickedness and profanity and just, I mean, you can't even hardly watch television anymore.
Jesus.
It's all around us.
Amen.
And you know what? It's supposed to be all around us, because God did not save us for us to go hide up in the mountains somewhere,
right,
or in some mission, in some convent, or in a cave somewhere. Amen?
Yeah.
How can you be a witness if you're hiding out somewhere?
Okay.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and what?
Glorify
your Father which is in heaven. So we got saved to serve and to be a light. We got saved to serve and be a light to a dark and spiritual world. Now, when you see the unsaved acting up, all God is doing is letting you and I see where he's brought us from.
Amen.
Come on, say amen.
Amen.
As a preacher said one time, when he saw the drunk man staggering across the street, he said, "There go I, saved by the grace of God." In other words, you take God out of my life and I go right back to that alcohol. You take God out of my life and I go right back to that spiritual pit he delivered me from. A mind made up to live for Jesus in these last and evil days. That's what you and I need in these last and evil days. We need a made up mind. Living for Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to you and I. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Nice.
The only thing better than living for Jesus is making it to glory.
Yeah.
That's our ultimate goal this afternoon. Our ultimate goal is to make it to heaven, is to hear the Lord Jesus Christ say, "Well done, thy good and faithful, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. Come and I'll make you a ruler over many." That's what you and I need to strive to live for. Amen. I'm living to hear my Lord and Savior, because he's my Lord and Savior. He's not my judge. He's my soon coming King. I'm living to hear him say, "Well done, thy good and thy faithful servant." And when you and I get around an unsaved, we should have a heart of compassion, because their souls are lost. We should pray for them, intercede for them, ask God to touch them, ask God to help us to be faithful so we can be a light unto them. Amen? Hallelujah. You and I need to have a burden on our heart for unsaved souls. And the only way they can see Christ in our life is that we have to have a made up mind to live for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Our minds have to be made up. Our hearts have to be fixed. We have to be convicted that I'm going to stay over here. If it takes my life, I'm not going nowhere. I'm going to be rooted. I'm going to be dying. I'm going to be made up. I'm going to live for him. When I thought about my grandson this past week, I cried, I prayed, I wept, I cried. And God said, "He belongs to me. You keep your eyes on me and be steadfast in faith."
Yes.
That's all that matters.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You keep your eyes on me. Parents, keep your eyes on Jesus. Husbands, keep your eyes on Jesus. Wives, keep your eyes on Jesus. Have a made up mind this afternoon that I'm going to live for Christ. Have a made up mind that I'm going to be sold out to Jesus this afternoon. The only thing that matters is that I please my Lord and Savior this afternoon. Hallelujah. Nothing else. Everything else is secondary. Secondary. Everything else is going to pass away. Jesus said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word." Hallelujah. The old saying is that everything coming down, but what?
The word of God.
But the word of God. This is everything. I say it's everything. Hallelujah. You and I have to have a made up mind to live for him. Because there's going to come a time we're not going to be able to gather together like this. There's going to come a time when they're going to take the precious, holy, anointed word of God away from us. You and I must get it in our heart. You and I must get this word down in our heart, that we sin not against him. You and I must realize what time it is. It's time to have a made up mind to serve Jesus. It's time to be sold out. Folks are falling by the wayside. They're throwing in the towel. They're giving up. They're looking. at the world. They're looking at the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and they're going back into the world. It's time to have a made up mind. I'm going to surrender to my last breath. When Moses was on Mount Sinai for the first time, God told him to get down, for the people have sinned. God was going to wipe them out. He was going to destroy them. He was going to give Moses another set of people. But Moses interceded for them. He prayed for them. And then when he went down to the bottom of the mountain, he saw what God had already saw. They were giving this dumb idol credit for delivering them out of Egypt. Moses was upset. But before he threw those tables of stones down, he said, who's on the Lord's side? Who's on the Lord's side? Let him come over here. You got to be on the Lord's side this afternoon. You got to have a million eyes and a six heart. Who's on the Lord's side this afternoon? Who has a million minds to live for Jesus? You got to have a million eyes in these last days. You can't be playing around. You got to be a man. You got to come to church. You got to get this word down in your heart. That's your sin, not against you. We're talking about eternity.
Come on,
we're talking about all eternity. This life is going to pass away, brothers and sisters. It's only temporary. It's only temporary. We're only here for a little while. Do you, I mean, the Bible says, Paul the Apostle, he said, the eye have not seen, nor have the ear heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. I'm telling you, you mean to tell me you're going to trade all eternity and all of glory for this foolishness down here?
My Lord.
Folks are going to hell for foolishness. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes. In order to get wages, you got to work for it.
Right.
Folks are working their way to hell. This foolishness down here, you're going to be lost for this? Yes, I have fallen spiritually. I have stumbled. I backslid. But we're serving a merciful God.
Right.
We're serving a God of the second chance,
yeah.
The third chance,
yeah.
The fourth chance,
yeah.
The fifth chance. John the Apostle said, if any man sin, they have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.
Yeah.
Come on.
A made up mind to serve King Jesus.
Come on.
I want you to know, Paul said, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in me.
Right.
A made up mind to serve King Jesus when they mock you and I because we make a stand. When they belittle you and I because we make a stand. When they talk about us, call us Jesus freaks and holy rollers, you just remember one thing, where we're headed and where they're headed. I love this word. It's everything. There's going to come a time when they're going to take it away from us. The government is coming. They're coming for you and they're coming for me.
Yeah.
And then we're going to find out where the rubber meets the road.
Right.
Then we're going to find out who's on the Lord's side. Because I want you to understand, a whole bunch of folks are playing church. A whole bunch of folks are playing Christians, amen?
Amen?
Like my wife told me this past week, she said, just because a person's in church, that don't make them a Christian.
Amen.
Just because a person's in a garage, that don't make them a car,
yeah.
Amen?
Right.
She said, just because a person's a preacher behind the pulpit, that don't make them a preacher,
right.
Amen?
Amen?
Think about it. You got a whole bunch of folks going to church using it as, like our pastor said, a social club. Go there to meet this one and meet that one to see what this one's wearing and that one's wearing, what that one's wearing. Instead of going there for the main thing, the word of God,
amen, amen.
To get it down in your heart. This thing is real. This ain't no game. This ain't no play thing. We're talking about your eternal soul. There is life after death. Well, Mackie, how do you know that? I don't. Well, how can you say that? By faith, I believe
in you. Amen.
Amen.
I was talking to this young man I grew up with. We went to school together, played ball together. I was talking to him on the phone. And he said, Mackie, how do you know that there's life after death? How can you tell me for sure there's life after death? And he struggles with the word of God. He believes some of it, but not all of it. I said, I believe the word of God. That's all there is to it.
Right.
I choose to believe the word of God.
Yeah.
And he said, well, we go right back to that. I said, yes, we go full circle right back to the word.
Yeah.
If you don't believe this, you're in trouble. Amen?
Yeah.
This is our foundation.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised how many people don't know it.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
And one of the first things that come out their mouths, it agrees me when I hear it. Man wrote that book.
Yeah.
And I say, yeah, man wrote that book. The Bible says holy men spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, right.
That's what I tell them. I said, man write the newspaper. You believe that, don't you?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Man wrote the Bible. Yes, but the Bible says holy men spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
They were inspired. You think something that important God's going to mess up and make a mistake?
Amen.
We're talking about all eternity, amen?
Amen.
A made up mind to this. My mind's made up. My wife and I, our minds are made up. As Joshua of old says, choose ye this day who you will serve. As for me and my house, hallelujah, we're going to serve the Lord. A made up mind to serve King Jesus. A fixed heart. A made up mind to serve Jesus. Hallelujah.